Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny and breezy in the upper 80s with wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower to mid 70s with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower 80s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain, lows at 59 degrees. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. An Andover man died after he was struck by lightning while running the Flat Rock 50K on Saturday in Independence, Kansas. Race officials said Thomas Stanley was just feet away from the finish line when he was struck by lightning. He died from his injuries. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's new council on expanding Medicaid is scheduled to have its first meeting today at the State House. The agenda for the meeting includes a welcome from Kelly and briefings about other states' experiences in expanding Medicaid health coverage for low-income residents. The Kansas Court of Appeals has ruled that a Lawrence area woman's free speech rights were violated by an anti-stalking order that barred her from disparaging a neighbor. A three-judge appeals panel overturned the woman's conviction in Douglas County and her sentence of 12 months probation for violating the order. The panel said the anti-stalking order improperly restrained her speech. Mid-America Network News.
This is Rusty, office manager at Augusta Flight Center. One of the newest additions to our 11 aircraft fleet is 733 Tango Kilo. This beautifully maintained Cessna 172 has already become a favorite with many of our pilots. With a useful load of 843 pounds, a standard six-pack, and dual VORs, it's a steal at $105 an hour and a great primary trainer or time builder. For more information on our aircraft and training options, go to our AFC Facebook page, our website at iFlyAugusta.com, or call 316-733-4080.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Police in Kansas City say a woman was hit and killed during a hit-and-run along I-35 over the weekend. KMBC reports the incident happened early Saturday morning when the woman was hit by a vehicle around the northbound lanes of I-35 near the 7th Street trafficway in Kansas City. Police had not released the identity of the woman. Investigators are asking the public for any information on the hit-and-run. Officials in the Sunflower State concerned about a possible drop in conservation funds as fewer young people take up hunting. Out-of-state hunters continue to flock to Kansas for deer, elk, and turkey. The total number of licenses and permits for out-of-state hunters more than doubled in the past two decades to more than 150,000. The Kansas News Service reports in-state licenses have declined about 14%. Hunters' fees and licenses bring in about 60% of Kansas conservation dollars. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The 19-year-old son of a former University of Nebraska Lincoln athletic director has pleaded no contest to two misdemeanor counts of child pornography possession by someone under the age of 19. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Jack Eichhorst entered the pleas Friday. He'd originally faced one felony and one misdemeanor count, but prosecutors lowered the felony charge in exchange for Eichhorst's pleas. Eichhorst's attorney said Eichhorst is autistic and that his level of sophistication and maturity was well below that of an 18-year-old. An inmate who was injured during a prison assault earlier this month at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution has died. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 40-year-old Anthony Davis died Saturday at a Lincoln hospital where he had been treated since the September 16th assault. Officers haven't named the inmate who assaulted Davis because the incident remains under investigation. Mid-America Network News.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Some people will never reach the top. Some will never even try. But anyone with a gall to push their limits knows the reward. Here's an offer that goes further. Get a Yeti Hopper Flip Egg Cooler, a nearly $200 value with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich Mud Terrain or All Terrain tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today or give him a call, 562-3471.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 10-8-2019. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare continues a series of town hall meetings throughout the county to outline and answer questions related to a proposed half-cent countywide five-year sales tax to help fund hospital operations. A recent meeting in Marysville drew a full crowd and will air this Monday evening on AM 1570, FM 94.1 from 6 to 7 p.m. CMH Administrator Curtis Hawkinson led the presentation, noting that rural hospitals face especially tough challenges serving a vulnerable population that's aging, generally a higher uninsured rate, low income challenges, lower volumes, and geography served. He noted that federal sequestration cuts in recent years have hit healthcare providers' bottom line. He also noted that with the supposed Affordable Care Act, many residents' deductibles have risen considerably, and that contributes to ability to pay. As a result, uncompensated care at CMH has risen.
Specifically speaking for CMH, here's our uncompensated care for the last, since 2012. 2013, it was $1.7 million. It was declining for a couple of years, and now it's kind of back up to just under $1.6 million. So that's care that we provide that we did not get any reimbursement for. This is our charity care that we provide, that people make an application to tell us what their financial wherewithal is. This is the bad debt. People incur a charge that just do not pay for their care. And so with bad debt, charity care equals uncompensated care, care that we provide that we don't get reimbursement for.
Several recent years of expenses over income have cut into net hospital assets locally.
This is our net assets. So this illustrates our total assets. This is our building values. This is our equipment. This is our cash. This is our investments minus our liabilities, our total liabilities. So in 2013, we had $9 million net assets. And as you can see over time, since the sequester, we've kind of lost some ground and we're just below $6 million.
Hawkinson added that health care is a fundamental of rural America, as important as any other infrastructure. He said that currently 85% of critical access rural hospitals receive some sort of tax support, be it property, sales, or accommodation.
Talking specifically about the sales tax for CMH, it's not uncommon for rural hospitals to receive some sort of government support, either through a sales tax or through property tax. In the state of Kansas, we have about 84 critical access hospitals. 85% of them receive some sort of tax support, either through a sales tax, a property tax. Some facilities get both.
He was quick to point out the proposal is for a sales tax only and would not affect property taxes.
Not a property tax, it is a sales tax, retailer's sales tax.
The sales tax would be expected to generate some $550,000 annually. CMH is hopeful that in coming years, Medicare reimbursement rates may return to full funding, and the state of Kansas may consider expanding Medicare that would serve to fill the gap. The sunset provision on the ballot question would allow voters to revisit the tax initiative in 5 years. CMH has additional town hall meetings October 7th and 9th in Frankfort and Beatty. And again, we'll air the Marysville session this Monday evening at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. CMH has replies to frequently asked questions and an outline online of the proposal at cmhcares.org.
We have a website with a lot of questions on there. We have frequently asked questions on our cmhcare.org website.
Release rates at Tuttle Creek Dam in Manhattan were dropped late last week to just 200 cubic feet per second due to recent heavy rains upstream on the Missouri River. Release rates had been increased in recent weeks in efforts to bring flood levels down before winter. As of Sunday, the lake level was nearly 1,114 feet. Levels have been around 1,100 feet for the better part of September. Lakes in Kansas have been storing about 1.8 million acre-feet of water since spring flooding began. An additional 8.4 million acre-feet have yet to travel south from Montana and the Dakotas, which should happen by mid-December. The decrease in release rates was expected to be temporary, just a matter of days. Tuttle Creek upstream remains backed up to near record levels and has affected bottomland along the Big Blue. At Blue Rapids, the river rose 4 feet Saturday with recent rains and has been above flood stage now for over 200 days. The river is now at the same level at Blue Rapids as early April. James L. Jim Sapp, age 62, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Burial Wednesday, 11 a.m., at the Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery in Beamer, Nebraska. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8. At the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jim Sapp. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz Chicken, Rice Pilaf, Normandy Blend, Wheat Bread, and Fruit Mix. Tomorrow, Pork Tender Sandwich, Potato Wedges, Carrots, and Applesauce. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Freshman Volleyball at Nemo Hall Central. Junior Varsity Football Team will host Sabetha. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system that is off to our north, but we have a cold front that's going to extend into the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and it's going to move pretty slowly as we head through the week, bringing chances of showers and thunderstorms pretty much all the way into Wednesday night before it moves out of our area towards the east southeast. Behind the system, we are going to see some cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, could see an isolated storm overnight around the mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower 80s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, some of them rain heavy, we'll see lows around 60. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in the upper 60s. And that's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late September 75, record high on this date 95 in 1952. The average low 50, the record low of 32 set in 1984. Sunset this evening 7:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:18. 74 degrees this morning in Marysville. South winds continued overnight at 10 to 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of September. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
CJ Express is your back-to-school and tailgate headquarters. Sandwiches, chips, and drinks make lunchtime easy. And Bird Shack Chicken and Hunt Brothers Pizza for dinners on the go. If you're looking for a hot lunch, stop in for the beef and bean burrito. Football season brings the return of the spicy jalapeno popper bulldog pizza and the Chiefs game day special with 8 chicken tenders, 2 pizzas, and a 2-liter at CJ Express.
A nail biter in the bayou, and baseball's postseason field is set. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. In a matchup featuring two NFC heavyweights, it was the New Orleans Saints defense who grounded the Dallas Cowboys' potent offense.
Takes a snap. Saints bring 5. Prescott throws this one. It's not even going to get to the end zone. It is intercepted. Marcus Williams and the New Orleans Saints take this one from the Dallas Cowboys.
On WWL, the Saints defense forces 3 turnovers, including this game-ending interception, to edge the Cowboys 12-10. To baseball, on the final day of the regular season, the National League Central is finally decided.
Carpenter swings. It's a high fly ball. Deep right field. This is a gunner.
On KMOX, Matt Carpenter's home run in the third carries the St. Louis Cardinals to their first division title since 2015, beating the Cubs 8-0. And the Cubs announced Joe Maddon will not return next season as manager. This is ABC Sports. In other NFL Week 4 action, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rebound in a huge way out west.
We're snapped to Goff. Goff dropping under pressure. He fumbled the bubble. It's loose. It's picked up by the Buccaneers to the 30, to the 20, to the 15. And Ndamukong Suh, Suh him again.
On WFUS, behind 4 takeaways from the Bucs defense and nearly 400 yards from quarterback Jameis Winston, the Buccaneers outlast the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams 55-40. In Chicago, the Bears rally after losing their starting quarterback.
Play clock down to 12 for Chase Daniel in for the injured. Mitch Trubisky out of the gun, takes the snap on second and goal to 10. Clean pocket, throws, coming clean. Pulls five, turns it up, into the end zone, left side, touchdown.
On WBBM, Cohen's catch, the lone touchdown scored in the Bears' 16-6 win over the Vikings. Starter Mitchell Trubisky was knocked out in the game with a left shoulder injury on the team's opening possession. No word on the severity of his injury. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard for Friday. Marysville defeated Sabetha, ending their 23-game win streak. The Bulldogs win it 40-32. Axtell defeated Pike Valley on the road 58-10. Centralia were winners on the road. They blanked St. Mary's Colgan 30-0. Frankfort won big against Wetmore 50-0. Hanover is the new leader in the record books as they won game number 42 in a row, defeating Blue Valley Randolph 46-0. Valley Heights defeated Republic County 34-14. Washington County got by Stockton 24-20. Wamego won on the road against Royal Valley 42-14. Holton blanked Hiawatha 47-0. Clay Center defeated Chapman on the road 38-26. Concordia defeated Russell 44-18. McPherson beat Abilene 48-3. Clifton Clyde defeated Hill City 50-22. Onega won at Donovan West 42-36. Diller Odell got their first win of the season, defeating Pawnee City 62-26. Lewiston fell to Harvard 72-21. And Beatrice beat York 19-16.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Technos agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. A top American Farm Bureau official says AFB is determined, regardless of the impeachment fight, to see the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal across the finish line. AFB Executive Director Dale Moore says whether it's impeachment or some other Washington distraction, his team will spare no effort to win USMCA for American farmers and ranchers.
Whatever else is going on in Congress, whether it's, you know, the impeachment inquiry that has popped up on the radar, the budget process that is always dominates, you know, this time of the year, again, our focus and our push and our urging, encouraging to folks on Capitol Hill is let's get USMCA done.
Moore argues even with the clock and a 2-week congressional recess now, it won't hinder AFB's all-out effort to win a trade deal worth billions of dollars worth of U.S. agriculture and those who depend on it.
That gives us another chance, you know, for our grassroots members, our grass tops leaders, to be visiting with the men and women that they've elected. Let's get USMCA done when those folks are back home for town hall meetings or whatever else they've got going on. So from our standpoint, USMCA and its consideration this fall, still very much something we have on our radar for getting done this fall.
But impeachment is now the, quote,
900-pound gorilla in the room. Lawmakers on both sides and President Trump fear himself that the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement could become collateral damage of the event. Still, Moore believes the USMCA is a political winner for both parties.
I'm sure there are folks out there that have their reasons for perhaps not supporting USMCA. But certainly what we are hearing from Republicans and Democrats alike is they want to find a way to get USMCA done.
That's American Farm Bureau's Executive Director Dale Moore saying they want it done, impeachment or not. With your latest check of agricultural news here on this Monday morning for the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Much of Washington, D.C. consumed with questions about Ukraine and impeachment. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell publicly scolding Democrats' handling of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. McConnell wants House Democrats to pass the North American trade agreement, noting time for excuses is over. Speaking on the Senate floor, McConnell said Democrats continue to object to the new pact. They're nothing more than heel-dragging. He says the delay is because the House impeachment inquiry and related investigations. Canada, Mexico, and millions of Americans are waiting for Speaker Pelosi to remember that serving the public interest requires more than just picking fights with the president, McConnell said. The comments come after House Democrats pledged last week that the newly launched impeachment inquiry will not affect their ability to work with the administration to negotiate changes in four key areas of the agreement with the North American trading partners. Those include labor, the environment, access to medicine, as well as enforcement. USDA says producers who are currently participating in the federal crop insurance program are in line for some extra help. Farmers who had a payable prevented planting indemnity related to flooding, excess moisture, or causes other than drought automatically will receive a top-up payment. Producers will get the payment from the approved insurance provider starting mid-October. Producers with yield protection and revenue protection with harvest price option will get a 10% top-up payment. Producers with revenue protection receive a 15% top-up, and they don't need to sign up to get the payments. Producers with 2019 prevented planting indemnity will receive that top-up. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey said it was a challenging season for many farmers and saying they're going to do everything they can to ensure that producers get the help that they need. The crop insurance industry deliver payments as part of the additional supplemental appropriations for the Disaster Relief Act of 2019. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. As we push into harvest time, a windshield survey brings mixed results. More after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Jerry Golke is president of the Golke Group in Hinsdale, Illinois. He has been helping agribusiness manage risk for a long time as a grain analyst. Also, he's a farmer, too. He recently got behind the wheel and went on a long drive to see how things looked.
Well, I drove through, northern Illinois and drove through, I drove straight through west of Iowa instead of taking the interstate. I went Route 20 and then up through South Dakota and then into North Dakota and then back where I grew up in Allendale, went through that area and then back around a different route on the way back. So I traveled about 1,200 miles and I was astonished at what I saw in some cases. I would probably trade some of my crop for the crop that my cousin farms in North Dakota, the old farm place. Had very good corn crop. He got the crop in early. Did that? It absorbs the rain, and that land is not supposed to produce 160, 170 bushel corn. Maybe further east in Red River Valley, but then you go further north in North Dakota. Been there a couple times along the Red River Valley, and you just got to wonder. Beans are so short. Corn is questionable, and I lived there. You hit by October 1st and without a frost, and you live on a borrowed time. So a lot of unknowns, just like the market has been telling us right along, and everybody else is looking. So nothing that wowed me except one field in Iowa. I saw a field that says, oh, so this is what a good corn crop looks like. And I lifted an ear, and it was heavy compared to mine in Illinois. We've done a lot of checks in Illinois. You look at a cob, it looks long, but the weight isn't there, but it's not mature yet. This stuff in Iowa that I saw, I was probably in the banana belt of the world because it looked like 240, 260 corn. But it was big ears and heavy, and I doubt whether mine will get there.
Any guesses on where the yield numbers are going to come in, or are we going to be at what the USDA is projecting?
So far, we've seen some problems with the early corn. The stuff planted in April, it's mature, it's going to dent, it'll make it, of course. It's being harvested in some place in Illinois now, but the crops are something to the magnitude of 20 to 40 bushels less than last year. We see cobs not forming. You know, you can count the population just about everywhere, and you'll say, well, I got 34,000 stocks or 30,000 stocks, but only 28,000 or 30,000 viable combinable ears. Now, my question is, what did the USDA see? Did they see a stock with an ear on it? Did they roll it back and say that's a half an ear, or is that potentially a big ear? And the late crop, it looks great. You know, even in South Dakota, along I-90 west of Sioux Falls, that crop looked like, wow, it looks great, but not for September, you know.
More from Jerry Golke tomorrow. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat. So farm equipment will be a common occurrence on your highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds. So please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. September will go out on a summer-like note with warm and humid conditions forecast today. Breezy overnight as south winds continue to 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's 74 degrees, which would be close to an average high. We'll look for highs approaching 90 today and tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. George Soler locked up the AL home run crown with his 48th homer. Brett Phillips drove a game-ending sacrifice fly in the ninth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 5-4 yesterday in manager Ned Yost's final game. The Royals drew 17,875 fans in their final game. They finished with an average of 18,267 fans, which was just shy of 3,000 fans fewer than 2018. The K-State Wildcats suffered their first loss of the Chris Kleiman era to Oklahoma State on Saturday, 26-13. The Wildcats back at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this weekend to face Baylor. The KU Jayhawks also opening Big 12 play this past weekend, taking a loss to TCU by a margin of 51-14. Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs with a 34-30 win over the Detroit Lions yesterday. Patrick Mahomes was 24 of 42 for 315 yards. The reigning MVP had thrown at least two touchdown passes in 14 straight games, one short of the NFL record set by Peyton Manning. Up next for the Chiefs, they will be at home this weekend and hosting the Indianapolis Colts. And New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso broke the record for home runs by a season first-timer with his 53rd home run as the Mets beat the Braves in a 3-0 win.
As the season kind of progressed and the opportunity presented itself and as time kind of unfolded, that's when it kind of was the thoughts of like, maybe this could happen. It turned into like, yeah, this this is fully within reach.
Congratulations there. One more tidbit. Alabama now number one in the AP's college football poll for the first time this season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The Valley Heights triple option offense attack proved to be too much for Republic County as the Mustangs defeated the Buffaloes Friday night 34-14. Cole Coggins rushed for two touchdowns, Jake Youngerberg added a rushing score, and Cameron Beardsley passed to Austin House for a touchdown, and Cameron rushed one in from 68 yards. Beardsley also intercepted a pass in the end zone. Valley Heights never had to punt as the offensive line controlled the ball game. The Mustangs led 8-6 after the first quarter, 22-6 at half, and added 12 more points in the second half to win 34-14. Republic County falls to 0-4 on the season, while Valley Heights stays unbeaten at 4-0. The Mustangs travel to Jackson Heights next week. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
In a battle of state-ranked teams, Murrysville opened at Sabetha District Play Friday. Bulldogs defeated the Blue Jays 40-32 as Murrysville rolled to three scores by Atreyu Hornbeek before the early point of the second quarter. Hornbeek threw a 5-yard run and a 2-yard effort with Murrysville up 20-0. But Gabe Garber and company would come back, scoring on back-to-back touchdowns. Middle point of the second quarter, Murrysville adds the score late before halftime on top 26-13. Garber led the effort in the second half, brought him back within a score. Hornbeek answers back with a 2-yard Marysville touchdown. Garber again, a 21-yard effort before the end of the third quarter. Marysville leading 34-26. It was Hornbeek, early fourth quarter again. He had 5 touchdowns, 160-plus yards. Gabe Garber had 4 touchdowns, including the last of the ball game, with just over 8 minutes left. Final Marysville 40, Sabetha 32. As the Bulldogs go 4-0, Blue Jays fall to 3-1. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Taking a look at your high school football scoreboard for Friday, Marysville defeated Sabetha, ending their 23-game win streak. The Bulldogs win it 40-32. Axtell defeated Pike Valley on the road 58-10. Centralia were winners on the road. They blanked St. Mary's Colgan 30-0. Frankfort won big against Wetmore 50-0. Hanover is the new leader in the record books as they won game number 42 in a row, defeating Blue Valley Randolph 46-0. Valley Heights defeated Republic County 34-14. Washington County got by Stockton 24-20. Wamego won on the road against Royal Valley 42-14.